has joined.
I move the thing forward.
Has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you the only one?
No.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We will begin with the study of the seventh Aliyah. Give me a second to open up that web page. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Dei Bidhilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Liakta L'shem Yud Hei Bavav Hei L'Yichud Ashelim B'shem Kol Yisrael L'imud Torah Mitzvah L'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. The seventh Aliyah begins at Exodus chapter 20, verse 15, and completes at verse 23. This is a total of 9 verses. As we know, the number 9 can be seen as counting down from Keter, you reached Yesod, or counting up from Malchut, and you reach Chachma. When we're studying various verses, one verse at a time, we count the letters. When we're studying the Aliyah, we need to look at the number of words. The number of words in the 9 verses is 133. There are a number of words that in the Torah that have 133 as their gematria. And these words are not really clear to say it's Chachma or it's Yesod. But I'll give you some idea. The English translations are the Hebrew word, their army, to Avimelech, to your camel, and will fill. The most telling word is Gafen, which is the vine. And we use that word in the blessing for wine. And we know that wine connects to Chachma. It's connected to the idea of wisdom. Other words, stumbling block. And that would be connecting to either Chachma or Yesod. The word thirsty has a gematria of 133. And the idea of being thirsty represents water, and water always connects to Torah, and Torah represents the wisdom. So that's my assessment. You'll have to decide for yourself whether this is a valid approach or not, because it's not something that I read or that I heard from a teacher. Verse 15. Wekol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot, v'et ha'lafpidim, v'et shofar. Uyet ha-har ashen v'yayir ha-am. V'yanu v'yamdu me-rahok. V'yomru el Moshe. Daber ata imanu v'nishma v'al yedaber imanu. Elohim pen namut. Vayomer Moshe el ha'am al tirau ki leva'avur nasot erchem ba ha'elohim uva'avur. Tihiye yirato al penechem. Levilti hechetau, vayamod ha'am merahok, u'moshe nigash el ha'arafel, asher sham haya Elohim, vayomer Adonai, yohe wahe adanu, Yo aheda wanu heyo. El Moshe kotomar. El b'nei Yisrael. Atem re'etem. Ki min ha-shamayim dibarti imachem. Lo ta'asun iti Elohe. Kesef v'elohe zahav lo ta'asu lachem. Mizbach adama ta'ase li v'zavachta alav et olotecha v'et shelamecha. Etzoncha v'et b'karecha v'kol ha'makom asher azkir et shemi avo elecha uveirachticha v'im mizbach avanim ta'aseh li lo Tivne etchen ha-gazit, ki harbecha enavta, alecha vathalalecha, v'lo ta'aleh. V'malot al mizbechi, asher lo tigale erwa. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading of all seven Aliyot for the Parsha of Yitro. It's been an interesting journey of discovery this week. We'll complete it with learning more about the English translation of these nine verses. Verse 15. And all the people saw the voices and the torches, the sound of the shofar and the smoking mountain. And the people saw and trembled, so they stood from afar. The Midrash speaks in terms of the people were told to approach the mountain, and they did. And the first of the two Esser Dibrot were spoken. We don't know if that's what the phrases that I mentioned this morning were the first and second Aliyot, first and second of the Esser Dibrot, or whether they were all the verses associated with those two. In either case, this verse is telling us that the people moved back. The Midrash says they literally died and they fled from their bodies, meaning their soul left their body because the energy was too much. They were elevated and excited and overall impacted. So the soul could not stay within the limitation of the body. And it fled the body. And it took angels to come and take the soul and lead it back to the body. And then we are told that the people went to Moshe and said, "This is too much for us. You listen to what God says, and then you tell us what he said." And God agreed to that according to the Midrash. But this statement and this understanding is very significant because the gematria of the word Torah is 611. And the sages tell us that the fact that we heard the first two Eser Dibrot from Hashem directly allows us to add those two to the 611 mitzvot that connects through the gematria of the Torah. Verse 17. But Moses said to the people, "Fear not, for Hashem has come in order to exalt you." And in order that his awe shall be upon your faces, so that you shall not sin. And actually, the name that's used in this verse is Elohim. Well, I'm not sure. Yeah, no, it's Elohim. Which connects us to the concept of awe, which is fear, but the Hebrew word for awe or fear is the same word, yirah. And in this particular case, it's yirato, and it's indicating the vav at the end indicates his possessive pronoun, and yirat is a noun, not a conjugation of a verb. But nouns can sometimes end in a ta and sometimes end in the hey. But what is the true meaning of why does it end yirat? And I will tell you my opinion. The first two letters, Yud and Resh, year, can be understood, and then the next two letters is At, Aleph to Tav, and we know that's the Shekhinah, that's Malchut. So the idea is his awe is a manifestation of the Shekhinah. One of the ways of understanding that is that Malchut represents the manifestation of Hashem at the level of Yesod or at the level of Malchut, not at the level of our physical world. It's above our physical world. But people feeling Yirah or Yirat are making a connection to Elohim at the level of Malchut. Verse 18, the people remained far off, but Moses drew near to the opaque darkness where Elohim was. Hashem said to Moses, So shall you say to the children of Israel, you have seen that from the heavens I have spoken with you. You shall not make images of anything that is with me. Gods of silver or gods of gold you shall not make for yourselves. An altar of earth you shall make for me, and you shall slaughter beside it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your cattle. Wherever I allow my name to be mentioned, I will come to you and bless you. So we need to build an altar, and we need to be that altar should be made of earth. Actually, there's no of to be translated. The Hebrew is mizbeach, which is altar or an altar, a altar. The next word is adama. Adama is earth. It's not aretz. It's not the land. But it's not an altar of earth. It can be interpreted two ways. Earth altar, combining the two words, altar, make for me, I'm translating ta'aseli, make for me earth. So there are different ways to translate it, but the reason they're using the word of is because that's the way they're comfortable translating the Hebrew into English, so that it reads like an English statement. Verse 22. And when you make for me an altar of stones, you shall not build them of hewn stones, lest you wield your sword upon it and desecrate it. So, it's authorizing something other than earth to build an altar. But it also teaches a very important spiritual lesson. What happens to things that people do, it impacts the things. So if you use a sword to break the rock, to cause the rock to be square or less round or whatever, fitting it into the structure that you're building, the fact that the sword is a weapon is impacting the holiness of that rock. That's a significant understanding. We can need to explore it more deeply, which we don't have time for today. Verse 23, and you shall not ascend with steps upon my altar, so that your nakedness shall not be exposed upon it. And there is a lot of discussion by the sages on why you can't use stairs. And the expression and the explanation in the Torah is very clear. If you walk up steps, step by step, it raises the skirt of the high priest. And if he's not wearing underwear, his nakedness is exposed. And this is a lesson not just for the high priest, but it's a lesson for women. That's the conclusion of our study of the seventh Aliyah. Does anyone have any questions? We will now commence the reading of Shir HaShirim, which we do every week. You'll find that Shir HaShirim is made of eight chapters, and those eight chapters connects to Bina. You can find the Shir HaShirim link on the Unique Astrological Times handout. It's actually the last thing, the last link on that landing page. And I highly recommend you read the discussion of why Shir HaShirim is 117 verses. Shir HaShirim Asher Lishlomo Ishakeni Min Shikot Pihu kitovim dodecha miyayin L'reach shemanecha Tovim shemen turak shemecha Alken alamor ahevucha Mashkeni acharecha Narutza hevi ani hamelech hadarav nagila v'nismecha ba nazkira dodecha miyayin mesharim achevucha shehora ani winawa v'nod Yerushalayim ki ahale kedar kiriyot shelomo al tiruni she'ani shechar choret shesh zakpatni ha'shamesh b'nei imi niharu Samuni, no teira et hakeramim, barmi shelilo, natarti hagida, lishe ahava nafshi eka, hire eka tarbit bat saharai. Shalama Echi Echi Otia Adre Ave Recha Imlo Tedi Lach Ayafa Banashim Teilach Beik Vehatsom Uri Et Geditaich Al Mishkenod Haroim Tilesusati Berikve Parodemitis Rayati Nawu Lechayayit Batorim Tawarech Baharuzim Torezahav Naasela Im Nekudot Hakasef Ad Shehamelech Im Sibo Nirdinatan Recho Teror Hamor Dodi Li Ben Shadayalin Eshkol Hakofer Dodi Li Bekarme Ein Gedi Hinach Yafa Rayati Hinach Yafa Ein Afa dodi afnaim af arsenu ranana lorod batenu arazim rachitenu berotim. Chapter 2. There were 17 verses in that first chapter. You know this number 17 connects to goodness. Ani havatzel et ha-sharon shoshanat ha-amakim shoshana ben ha-chokim ben rayati ben ha-banot Ketapuach ba'atzei hayarar Kein dodi bein habanim betzilo Imati wayashavti Ufir yo matok Lichiki hevi ani el beit hayayin Bediglo Alayahava Amkuni Baashishot Rapduni Batapuhim Ihola Rahava Anishimolo Tahadiroshi Wimino Tehabekeni Tishbati Etchem benot Yerushalayim Bitzvaot O bealot Asade im tairu Ve'im teoreru Et ha'ahava Ad shetechpat Kol dodi neze Babedaleg al hecharim Mikabet al hagbaot Dome dodi litvio Leofer ha'ayalim Ineze omed achar Katlenu mashgiach min ha-chalonot Metzit min ha-charakim Ana dodi wi-amar li Kumi lach rayati Yachti uki lach Ki hine chastav avar ha-geshem Alaf alach lo Anitzanim niru va'arat Et hazamir Igiya v'kohator Nishma be'artzenu Hat ena hanta v'agecha V'hagfanim Simadar natnu reach kumi lach rayati yafati ulki lach yonati behagwe hasela besete amareda harini Barayich Hashmi Yaini et kolech Icholech Arev Umarech Nawe Echazu Lanu Shoalim Shoalim Ketanim Bechabe
Are we disconnected? I think he's trying to find his place.
Well, it's been a little bit longer than that. Didn't take him that long.
Maybe we got disconnected. Think we ought to dial up again?
No, because I clicked to unmute and it said unmuted, so we're connected.
Maybe he's not connected.
Well, he might have gotten disconnected. Listen, we got a miracle.
Just what happened?
Everybody. He doesn't have to go back.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. I don't have time to explain. Look, I'll get off and I'll try calling him. And I'll come back. Y'all don't get off.
Okay, I'll stay on. Tony was going to have to go back to Houston next week and maybe stay one day and have a biopsy. And now she's telling me that they don't have to go. Isn't that good? She said, well, that was a miracle. He had to go for some kind of testing or something this morning. I think in maybe last year. But her son-in-law, I'm on mute.
Anna
has joined.
He's not back on yet.
Okay, well, I sent him the text, said you're disconnected. I told the others I would tell you.
Okay. Well, I guess we should stay on, huh?
Well, we'll wait a little while.
Okay.
I didn't hear a click or anything of a disconnection, you know, and I didn't get a message. You know, sometimes I get one that says call failed and I have to get back on.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the phone service or something,
mm-hmm.
You know, maybe because of the snow or whatever.
Well, the doctor's office called me 10 minutes after he walked in and said that he was better. And
good.
The nurses, the radiologists, they kept looking and looking at the scan, and they see no place as a target for a needle biopsy.
There so you go.
He's saying no cancer, and which they've been saying all along anyway, and referring him back to his local doctors.
Wow.
I know.
That's
awesome. I'm in awe, you know. Oh, Hashem is so wonderful. I guess that's one of our Orca News Night miracles.
I guess so. It's all the prayers and everybody's voice is praying for him.
Mm-hmm. I told him that. I said, all those prayers. And, of course, he quotes back all the Amidah to me, you know, saying what he's praying. I said, okay, you got to get your acts together.
There you go.
Him faithful to his covenant. Now you got to be the faithful one.
That's right.
Had to give him a little lecture, I mean.
That's good. I'm glad.
I couldn't concentrate on chapter one when Hanoch read it because I'm just in shock. You know, awe shock. Awesomeness,
right.
You know.
Yeah. We talked about that last night.
Yeah. And see, the same thing happened to Suzette's husband. He got that wonderful report that he's going to outlive that cancer, so he doesn't even have to have radiation and don't worry about it. I mean, how much more can you? Now we got to apply it to other areas.
Right.
Like COVID. We got to chase that bug away.
Ain't that the truth?
Okay, let me try calling his phone.
Okay. I'm going to mute, but I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to get off. And
okay.
Joined.
I was not aware that I had disconnected, so I apologize. Thank you for Hannah for calling me and reminding me or letting me know. So I'm in chapter 4, verse 9. I'm not sure where I left off, where I disconnected, but I will begin with chapter 4, verse 9.
Hannah will be back in a minute. She's not on yet.
Okay.
I tried to get on your
phone.
has joined.
We're busy.
Well, I wasn't busy. I just dropped the call, not on purpose. Chapter 4, verse 9.
Oh, chapter 4. Oh, boy.
Libavti ni ahoti. Kala libavti ni biahat. Me'enayich biahadanak. Mitzavronayich mayafu. Dodayich ahoti kala. Mato budo daich miayin wirea shemanaich mikol besamin nefet titofna saftotaich kala devash bechalav tachal shonech. Vireach shalom otaich, kareach levanon, danaul achoti kala gal naaul, mayan tachatum shelachaich, pardes rimonim, Imparim agadim, kefarim inradim, nerdwekarkom, kanevekinamon, imkalatse levonamor waahalot, amkorashe besamim. Mayim kanim be'er mayim chayim d'kwenoslim min levanon uritzafon uvoi teman lafichi gani yislu v'samav yavo dodi legano Wayo kal peri magadav. Chapter 5, there are 16 verses in chapter 4. You know that chapter 4 is connecting to Netzach, and that chapter 4 is with the 16 verses is connecting to the energy of sharing, because it connects to the two male letters of Hashem's name. Verse chapter 5. Bati legani achoti kala ariti mori imbasami. Akalti yari indivshi shataiti eini im halavi iklu reim shetu v'shichru dodim ani yeshena v'libi Er kol dodi dofek bibchili, achoti da rayati, yonati tamati, sheroshi nimlatal, kevuto tairisi se. Laila. Peshati et kutanti ekaka el bashena rechatsti et
Anapana dodech unvakshenu imam.
Gano La Arugot Abos and Lirot Baganim Velilkot Choshanim Ani Lidodi Rihododi Liharo Eba Shoshanim Yafa At Rayati Tirtana wa Kirushalayim Ayuma. Kanid galot, pasei bi einayich, minegdi shehem hirchi buni buni, tarech eder haizim, shegaloshu min hagilad. Shinaich Vayeder Archelim She'alu Min Harata She'kulam Matimot V'shakula Ein Bahem Kefela Arimon Rakateis Meibad Latzamateis Shishim heima melachot ushmonim ilagshim vialamot ein bi mispar achat hi onati tamati achat hi leima barahi leyolata Rau ha benot, vayashru ha milakot ufilakshim vayahalelu ha. Mizod ha nishpaka, kimo shechar yapa kalvano, baraka chama. Ayuma kanit galot el ginat egoz yarati lirot bebe hanachal lirot hafarcha agefen hinetsu arimonim lo yadati Nafshi samat ni markevod aminadiv. There are 12 verses in chapter 6, which connects to Tiferet. Is it Tiferet or is it not? Is it Gevura? I think it's Gevura. Chapter 7. Maya food. Banalim bat nadir amuke yerechaich kimo halayim ma'ase yedei amon sharech agan hasachar al yechtar hamazeg itzdeich aremat Atim Shuga Bashoshanim. Dine Shadai Kishne Afarim Tametvia Tavarek Kamigdal Hashem Einayich Berekod Beheshbon Al Shar Bad Rabim Apech Kamigdal Halvanon Sofe Penei Damasak Roshech Alayich Kakam Carmel Bedalad Roshech Ka'argaman Melech Asur Barhatim Ma'yafit Umana'amt Ahava Lata'anugim Zot Kamatech Dam hata letamar vishadaich liashkolot. Amarti ele betamar lochaza besanti nav vayihu vayihu na shadaich eshkolot hagefen. Vereach apech katapuchim Bat chikech kayayin hatov holech ledodi Lemesharim dovev sifte Yishaynim ani ledodi ועלי תשוקתו לכועדו דיבצי השדה נלינה בחברים נשכימה לחרמים נראים פרחה הגפן פיתח Asmadar Heimetsu Haribonim Shamatem et Yododaila Hadudaim Nat Nureach We all Petahenu call Megadim Hadashim Gam Yashanim Dodi tzafanti lach. There's 14 verses in chapter 7, which connects to the Sefirah of Chesed. And chapter 8, we're running a little bit over time, but I hope you don't mind. Vayehi b'mesechot hashbetim Vayehi ra'av baretz v'yelech ish Mi'beit Lechem Yehuda Lagur Bisde Moavu Vaishto Ushne Vadav Sorry, it jumped. Vayishem ha'ish Elimelech v'shem ishto Naami v'shem shnei banav Maklon v'kilyon Ephratim me'beit lechem Yehuda v'yavou sede Moav v'yusham. Chapter 8, verse 3. Simolo tahat roshi, wimino techabekeni, ishbati etchem. Benot Yerushalayim, matairu umateoreru. Et ha'ahava achetechat mizot olam min hamidbar mitrafeket al dodatachat atapuach orarti chashama kibelatcha imecha shamachi bela yeladatcha shitzimeni kachotam alibecha kachotam alzeroecha ki azaka mavet ahava kasha kishokina reshafeha rishpeish shaltevedya maim rabim leo yuklu likabod et ahava uncharot lo ishtepu haim yiten ish et kochon beito bahava boz yavuzulo ayachot l'anu ketana v'shadayich ein la la ein la ma na'aseh le'achoteinu Bayom shedu barba im choma ki mivne alecha tirat kasef im delet iyo natur alecha luach arez ani choma v'shadai baka migdalot az hayiti v'ein al kimot et shalosh shalom kerem haya lishlomo v'va'al chamo natan et hakesel kerem La notrim Ishavi, the fear Yoelef, Kaseth, Karmi Sheli Lipanai Hayalef. Lecha Shlomo Umatayim Lanotrim Et Piryo Hayoshevet Baganim Haverim Makshivim Lekolech Hashmiani Berach Dodi Udmelecha Ilitzvi Oleofer Ha'ayalim Balhare Basamim. There are 14 verses in the 8th chapter, which is connected to Bina. That's a completion of the Shir HaShirim for this week. Does anybody have any questions? While you're unmuting yourselves, our next class is Motzi Shabbat. That's at 7 p.m. West Coast time. The class will be a Zohar class on the Parasha of Mitzrayim. Excuse me, Mishpatim. Then we will have three classes on Sunday. There's a morning class at 7 a.m. with the first reading of Parashat Mishpatim. There's a 10:30 class, which we will be studying the concept of the Shekalim. And at 3 o'clock, we will be continuing our study of the Psalms. I would wish you all Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Sabbath. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Shalom to all. Did I disconnect again?
I'm still here.